Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Always good to catch up with Superintendent Don Wood from the Great Southern Police District. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Morning to your listeners.
You haven't had you for a while here.
No, been busy travelling the district. It's a big district, as you know, so good to get out and see the staff and look at the communities and what's going on out there. So,
And once you come in, you bring the weather with you.
It's always, but it must be getting close to the weekend, mate.
And Superintendent, you've got some visitors here today.
Yes, a big focus is still on the firearms amnesty. So we've got Inspector Jeff Andrijevic from Perth, who heads our firearms licensing unit that's here. And we want to get the message out about the firearms amnesty. And we've also got Mr. Vince Hughes, who's our relatively new CEO for Crime Stoppers, that works really closely with us. And of course, Crime Stoppers is extremely important to what we do.
Jeff Andrijevic, thank you so much for coming in. Tell us how are things going with the firearm amnesty?
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Good morning, everyone. Going really well so far. Statewide, we've had almost 740 firearms handed in. Locally here in the Great Southern, we've had 44. We've had quite a few unique items handed in so far.
Vince Hughes, the CEO of Crime Stoppers, thanks for coming to Albany.
Thanks, Terry. That's great.
How are things going with the Crime Stoppers program?
Fantastic with the Crime Stoppers program. And my role here today is to try and get people to realise that Crime Stoppers is a community tool. We work very closely with police, but it's a community tool where people can report any information they have about criminal activity in an anonymous way. Now, but in particular to this firearms amnesty, there may be times after when the amnesty is finished where somebody knows somebody who hasn't handed in a firearm and may have some concerns about that firearm. Well, please feel free to ring in on Crime Stoppers and we will make sure that it goes to the relevant authorities.
And with the Crime Stoppers number, that's accessible 24 hours a day?
Yeah, that's the 1-800-333-000. But also we have an online facility as well, which is also completely anonymous. When somebody submits the report form, it goes to a secure server. The internet address gets scrubbed and then goes on to the police from there.
Vince Hughes joining us from Crime Stoppers and Jeff Andrijevic from the Firearms and Licenses. Of course, as you mentioned before, only a few more days to surrender those weapons.
Yes, Terry, you're right. We've had some old antique type firearms handed in, some pre-1900 Portuguese and different firearms from there, World War I, World War II era. But some of the other ones that I'm quite pleased to get off the road and off the street is the homemade pistols. We've had some homemade rifles and shotguns with silencers attached, so they're great to receive.
Are you concerned by what's being found in people's homes and properties?
Yeah, it's not unexpected, and that's what the amnesty is about. It's about community safety. It's about getting these firearms off the street, and we'll destroy the ones that we can, and some of the more historic ones we'll work with some museums and historical society and get them preserved.
We are just days away from the Triple M Show and Shine for 2017. It's happening at the corner of North and Campbell Roads this year, and the lady that is behind it all is Christine Sargent from the Great Southern Street Machine Association. How are you feeling just a couple of days out?
Stressed a little bit, but everything's coming together, so it should be really good.
You don't have to do it all though, do you?
No, I do have, there is a team of us. We do have a committee of us that actually does work on. And it does, it is over that 12 months.
But it'll be rewarding when it's underway and you see the thousands of people coming through the gates to check out some wonderful cars on the weekend.
Yes, for sure. It is. It will be really good. It's just something that happens every year down here in Albany.
We had the cutoff for entries a few days ago, but you're still accepting some late ones, aren't you?
Yes, we will. As long as there's not a million of them, we'll be right, because it's just all that paperwork that we have to is associated with it that, makes it a bit hard.
As well as the cars on display, you've got a few competitions this weekend.
The competitions, yes. At the Show and Shine itself, we've got our rocker cover races. We'll have colouring in competition for the kids. Saturday, we've got the go to woe. So that's a bit of a competition as well.
Yeah.
The police beat the heat will be down, so you can do a bit of a grudge match with those.
Yeah.
Yes. So lots are happening.
And Triple M broadcasting live on Sunday between 9 and 12, so come and see us. And while you're at the Show and Shine, make sure you support Food Bank, because they're looking for donations. So bring something with you and drop it off in the box at the entry gate, and all donations going to Albany Food Bank this weekend at the Triple M Show and Shine. Christine, admission prices?
$5 for adults. Yeah. Children under 12 are free as long as they're with an adult.
Yeah.
And we will have like door prizes sort of like throughout the day as well. So you've got to keep that number.
You've done an amazing job bringing it all together. It is the Triple M Show and Shine. It's on this weekend at the corner of North and Campbell Roads. We're broadcasting live Sunday between 9 and 12. Christine, have a rest.
I'll have a rest on Monday, I think.
And time for a footy update for your locally owned and locally run Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. They've done a tremendous job through the 2017 season. For nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, go to mitre10.com.au. Scott Cummings was with us. Scott, preliminary finals this weekend. It's getting pretty exciting.
Yeah, morning, Terry. How are you, mate? Hope all's going well in beautiful downtown Albany, buddy. So looking forward to some great prelims this weekend, mate. The best atmospheres you find in a game of footy in the prelims, because everyone who's at the ground cares about it, and it's going to be huge. So kicking off, obviously, tomorrow night in Adelaide with the Crows taking on Geelong. And I reckon they get it done, mate. I reckon they've been the number one side for a reason. And just we'll wait and see what whether the move by Don Pike to take up to the Gold Coast for a few days of sunshine. We'll see if that was a masterstroke or a disaster waiting to happen. But I'm going to back him in, and I think the Crows will end Geelong's finals campaign and march themselves into a grand final.
That game tomorrow night on Triple M. And then the other game, Scott Cummings, we've got Richmond taking on GWS.
Yeah, it's going to be a belter, mate. Sold out. The MCG and the Tiger Man Wagon is absolutely full. There's no room on it. If you were thinking about getting on, too late. There's no seats left. They are absolutely pumped walking through the streets of Melbourne, mate. There's yellow and black everywhere. And as the week goes on, it's funny to watch. Watching Richmond supporters is a sport in itself. But as the week started, they're all up and about. As it's getting closer to the game, there's a little bit of scepticism. There's some fear. There's nerves, there's excitement, there's a whole gamut of emotions for these Richmond supporters, and I think they win. I really do. I don't think GWS looked good last week, and everyone's getting excited about that, but it was against West Coast, who didn't apply much pressure to them. They just couldn't go with them, couldn't run with them across spotless, and I don't think GWS get the space and the freedom that they got last weekend. I think Richmond's pressure, which has been amazing all year, and has got them into this position. I think if they bring that pressure from the get-go, get the crowd involved, away they go.
For your nearest Mighty Helpful Mitre 10, go to the website mitre10.com.au. Scott Cummings, thank you very much.
Pleasure, Terry. Talk next week, mate.
We love this segment so much, we thought we'd bring it in a day early. No, I'm not here tomorrow, so we're doing it today. Let's catch up with the Jim from Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, how's the fishing going to look for this long weekend?
Possibly Sunday. Looking at the long range, that's probably the only time we might get a bit of a look in. The swells are up for Saturday. They drop very, very quickly for Sunday, and then they kick right up again for Monday. So probably pencil in Sunday if you can and just keep an eye on it. So, yeah, at the moment, Terry, that's about it. Was for a long weekend. We just might get the one day of fishing. We'll get a bit of beach fishing, but, you know, probably river fishing will be fine. But boat fishing, I think, you know, take a bit of care, just watch the weather for the last minute and then make up your mind sort of Saturday evening. But if you can sort of pencil in Sunday, that's the best option. So you know, if you can get out Sunday, there's been good fish out wide, good mix of reef fish, some good King George in the Sound. Got to look around a fair bit for them. Got to sort of spend a bit of time going from spot to spot. And a few of the lucky ones have been doing quite well on squid and sand whiting. So that's not been too bad. And the rivers have fished reasonably well for brim. A lot of little heath, but there is some nice brim amongst them. So the beaches, still some salmon about. Your normal haunts for salmon, shellies, mutton bird, not produced much, but Cable Beach. Salmon hole, still a few, but again, the numbers are a bit low there, but shellies seem to be the best spot at the moment. And you can chuck in a few herring and skippy in the beaches as well. So really, that's the only good news. Sunday, Terry.
And how the boys go this week? Get some good catches?
Some did, yes, did very well. Some of the boys did exceptionally well this past week. But that's a sort of, have to get early in the week to do it though. But yeah, but as I said, a few of them did get very wide. But they've been getting a few King George out in the Sound as well. So
they might not have it all their own way on the weekend, given that we've got a few extra days off.
Well,
might have a few people joining them.
They could do. But they're also, you know, unless, I think, like, the footy's on, what, Friday and Saturday, isn't it, or Saturday? So, yeah, depending, you know, who barracking for what and what sort of hangover they've got for Sunday.
Get everything you need at Alvity Rods and Tackle for a big weekend of fishing fun, 40 Stirling Terrace. Jim, before I was in radio, I once worked for a helium gas factory, and I quit my job there, and it was quite controversial. You want to know why I quit?
You had a funny laugh?
I refused to be talked to in that tone of voice.
Well, fair enough.